America's biggest frackers are reporting huge profits, but as the price of oil nears $100 a barrel, oil companies want to keep oil production in check in 2022 to honor commitments to Wall Street to return more cash to shareholders and try to win back investors. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Severin Borenstein, faculty director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. And again, we appreciate your time, Professor. Let's talk about the oil companies specifically right now choosing to hold back production here of not just oil, but also natural gas. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there's a lot of hesitancy to dive back in and invest a lot of money. Remember, at the beginning of the pandemic, they lost a huge amount of money when the price of both oil and natural gas went way down. And if you look at the market for oil and natural gas right now, the markets are predicting those prices are likely to decline over the next couple of years. So there's a lot of hesitancy to invest a lot of money. At the same time, of course, both the California and the federal government are talking quite vocally about reducing our dependence on fossil fuels. And if we ever actually manage to do that, that's going to push prices down even further. So these companies are pretty hesitant to sink a lot of money, particularly given the pressure they're under from investors to be prudent in how they spend that money.
And I would imagine, Severin, when you talk about pressure, I would imagine also there's pressure on the Biden administration and the White House. I mean, what are they saying about scaling back on fracking? Have they weighed in?
Yeah, so the president, whoever it is always unhappy when gas prices go up and always talks about trying to get them to lower. But the reality is there's very little the president can do. Biden has weighed in and said he would like more oil to be produced, at least in the short run, so in order to drive prices down. But there's really not much he can do. In fact, the U.S. production is only about 10% of world production, and it's the world production that drives the market. What we're seeing right now is demand for oil has come back very fast as the pandemic has subsided, and production has not come back as fast, partially because of concerns from the drillers, but also because of the pandemic, that labor, there's still a labor shortage. So we're seeing a mismatch, and that's what's driving up prices. The good news is that the best guess, and this, of course, depends on what happens in Ukraine, but the best guess is those oil prices are likely to decline over the next year.
And on Ukraine, I wanted to pivot in that direction because we're talking about oil, but also natural gas. And if there is some sort of conflict, the sanctions that come with it could diminish the supply of natural gas. What happens to the marketplace then?
Well, the U.S. natural gas market is not very integrated with the European market, so it would have a modest effect, but we've probably already seen that effect in the natural gas market. The U.S. would try to supply Europe with as much liquefied natural gas as we can, but the real constraint is our ability to have those tankers fill up with liquefied natural gas and deliver it in Europe. It's not going to take a huge amount of the U.S. supply out of the system to do everything we can to help Europe if we do actually run into a war with between Ukraine and Russia.
So, Severin, usually, I mean, I think for the bottom line for most people is prices, you know, and what they're paying at the pump and all that. I mean, I think that's what people care about the most. I mean, what's your take on it looking forward? What can we expect to see?
Well, it's very hard to predict oil prices, and they are the main driver of gasoline prices. But I think the best guess is we will gradually see a decline over the next year. If Russia does invade Ukraine, that is going to cause a short-term blip at least, and it could cause a much longer-term disruption in the oil market, depending on the sort of sanctions that the U.S. and its allies impose on Russia. And that's the big unknown. But the market's best guess at this point is that oil prices will be $10 a barrel or more lower a year from now, and that translates to about 25 cents a gallon at the pump.
Severin, always good to talk with you about these issues. I was Severin Borenstein, faculty director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.